vicini giù con te. Thank you. Good morning, honorable members. My name is King Unene, who is going to be the committee secretary for this newly formed portfolio committee on small business development. I would like to welcome all the members who have been nominated or appointed to serve in this committee. So my role as of now, it is just to conduct the proceedings for the election of the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Small Business Development. Looking at our register, it shows that members are present and we do form a quorum, which then qualifies us to proceed with what we are here for. The procedure will be as follows then. I will call for a nomination and a seconder from the floor. The one who is the nominator will request that he or she mention his or her name for the records. And the one who's going to second will also do likewise to mention his or her name for the records. If there is only one nomination, we are not going to vote. If there are two nominations, then we are going to vote by indication of the hand. I think I can commence now. Honorable members, fine. Are there any nominations? I recognize the hand of Mr. Honorable Mabasa. Fortunately, I know him.
No, good morning, Secretary. The name indeed is Shitango Mabasa, and I nominate Umama Uru Bengu to be the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. It's my pleasure to do so.
Thank you, Honorable Member. The name of Honorable Ruth Bengu has been nominated by Honorable Mabasa. Is there any seconder for the name?
My name is Halima Meshala. I second the nomination of Ruth Bengu.
Honorable Tandima Mbehlala has seconded the nominated name of Ms. Ruth Bengu. Any other nomination? None. So, since we've got one nomination for Ms. Ruth Bengu as the chairperson of PC on Small Business Development, we now close the nomination and the voting, so we're not going to vote. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. With the powers vested in me for now, I'll declare Ms. Ruth Bengu as the legally elected chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. Thank you.
That completes the teaching process.
the staff, the support staff, so that we also get introduced. Thank you very much.
Can we do that? I will formally introduce myself. When I was born, my father gave me the name Nozabel, which means chef. It's a Zulu name. And when I started to attend Sunday school, my Sunday school teacher gave me a name Ruth. So I am known as Ruth Bell, but my actual name is Nozabel. So I call myself Nozabel. I come from KwaZulu Natal. I'm a mother of six and a grandmother of six. I'm a member of the African National Congress. I serve in the National Executive Committee of the African National Congress. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Mr. Khalele. I'm from Mpumalanga. Congratulations, Chairperson, on your election. Being the Chairperson of this new portfolio. And I so believe that you're going to ensure that you will stay the job as you did before, in ensuring that we move South Africa forward, in ensuring that our sport is Chair, let me just say, indeed, we are facing a big challenge, and indeed this committee must lead by example in ensuring that small businesses get developed in South Africa. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I'm not going to make a speech. My name is Tandi Maalekala, a member of the African National Congress in Kotsdale, from this province called the Western Cape. So we'll be working together.
Tango Mabasa, let me also say just unfortunately, or with pleasure, just appointed a whip of the committee. But whipping such these people, you know, it looks like I won't have any job to do. I am also a member of the African National Congress, residing in Gauteng. Small businesses and cooperatives are they are in my blood. You know, I just wish that we succeed. And it looks like I will have to follow Kobesu's example. It's on our shoulders to really move small businesses and cooperatives forward. Because without doing that, with a skewed economy where disadvantaged states are faced and where a few will get the rich.
Thank you, Chairperson. Congratulations again. I'm Simbiwe Begwa from KZN, from the African National Congress. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chairperson. My name is Bongani. My surname is Mkondi. I was born in the Western Cape, Cape Town. I represent the ANC. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Inga Kruger, and also congratulations with your appointment as the chairperson of this committee. Business is also my passion, and I'm from the city or the province where the sun come up, and that's Mpumalanga. So, and from a dirty, very dirty city called Witbank. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Morning, members of the committee. Congratulations on your election. My name is Toby Chance from the Democratic Alliance. I am the Shadow Small Business Development Minister, Penrose as my deputy. I've recently been elected as the constituency head for Soweto West for the Democratic Alliance, which might seem surprising, bearing in mind various ethnic characteristics, but I have spent the last 10 years working in Soweto, so my colleague over here, Honourable Mabasa, will no doubt enjoy many fruitful discussions on how we can build Soweto, and not just Soweto, but the whole of this country's small business community. So I look forward to a cooperative relationship with you, Madam Chair, and may God speed.
Thank you so much, Chair. My name is Busi Somnwabe from the National Freedom Party, KwaZulu-Natal in Durban, Eklemonti Township. I'm a new member of Parliament. Before joining the Parliament, I was a partisan attorney. I'm a member of the National Executive of the NFP, as well as the President of the Youth Movement. I'm looking for the Mama Uma shares to serve adult leadership in this committee. Yes.
Ke nna Moruti Meshwe, o tswang ko Gauteng. Ke a o lebogisa Mary gore be modulasetulo. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good morning, everybody. I must apologize, I got lost throughout the duration of this meeting and from the meeting closing. But my names are Tete Jonas Ramukwase. I am from the Free State Province, town called Parys Tumahole. I was an MPL in the Free State Legislature before. Thank you. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Yeah, no, thank you. I am representing ANC.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Firstly, I would like to apologize to our committee. It's not good. It didn't mean to undermine the meeting. My name is Tiwari Elfan Mlaunzi. I'm from Limpopo, in the former homeland of Ghana. I'm happy to serve to this study committee. Each and every business starts small. Even the big entrepreneurship, when they tell you about their history, they will tell you that they start small. And this is the foundation of each and every business. What I would say to this is that the committee, I'm representing the economic freedom fighters. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm really excited to have you as our chair, because I remember the speech you made in Durban last year, I think. And I think they listened to your speech and actually gave you what you want. And my name is Sheila, short as it were. I was born in White City, Jabal in Gauteng. And I went to my parents' home in Zanin, Kamwanika. I grew up there. I schooled in Morris Island. I got married in Bushbuck Ridge, but now I bought property in Woodspring. So I actually belong to three provinces. So I'm in the National Executive Committee of the Women's League. My interest is to make 100% sure that at least 80% of the funding of small business go to women, because they are at the cold face of poverty.
Good morning, Honourable Members. My name is Nola Jobodwana. I am the committee assistant for the Committee on Small Business Development. I come from the Eastern Cape in a small town called Kaiskamok, somewhere next to King Yunus Town. Yeah, and I've been in Cape Town for quite some time now. Thank you.
Okay, Chairperson, I suggest we ask the people along the outside to also introduce themselves.
Honorable members, my name is Elijah Moholola. I'm from the Parliament's Communications Unit, dealing specifically with publications and the website.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Justice Molato from Parliamentary Communications. I'm assigned to do communication support for this committee. I'll be working closely with the chairperson and the secretary because we'll be doing more media license issuing media statements for the committee.
Morning, members. My name is George Wilson. I'm the Parliamentary Communication Group. My name is George. I'm the Parliamentary Communication Group.
Good morning, members. My name is Ina Yang, an Eastern Cape native, but I've been here in Cape Town for the last 10 years, and I'm with PMG.
Good morning, members. I'm Ashley Collins and I'm with the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning, members. I'm Pape Chamwandi. I'm also with Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Honorable members, Chair, congratulations are in order. My name is Nokumanyelo. I'm from this newly established ministry, the Department of Trade and the Department of Small Business Development. But I will be the parliamentary liaison officer, having been seconded from Trade and Industry. Thank you very much.
Yes, Madam Chair, and congratulations. My name is Oliver Nkubelane from the DPC. And also vested interest has been a small business for the past 12 years. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we know each other. And I just want to respond to a few remarks that members have congratulated me. Thank you very much for that. And I am also confident that this committee has got a capable member that has been deployed into this committee by various political parties. I am very passionate about small business development and in particular cooperatives. My training background is community development and I took a keen interest on development economics and economic development, and I got trained in cooperative development. I became a member of the National Executive Committee of the African National Congress in 2007, December. And for the past 6 years, I've been sounding like a broken record in that NEC to actually point out what is it that we are not doing right in relation to the development of small business and cooperatives. And I think that my deployment in this committee is not by default. In the same way that I believe that all the members that have been deployed in this committee by different political parties is not by default. They deployed the most capable of their members to serve in this committee because this committee and this department is more about transforming the economy of this country to create a balance between the haves and have-nots. lies with us, on the laws that we will pass, and also the manner in which we will engage with the department, as well as entities, government entities that have been established with the aim of assisting in the process of developing small businesses. And one striking issue that came out even during the few debates that have happened in the National Assembly is the time taken by government departments to pay small business. We all know that it is 30 days, but some even go to a point of closing down because they are not paid within that time frame. And they are small, they don't have the adequate capital. When they are small, they live from hand to mouth. But there has been an attitude. And I think that it will be our responsibility also to change that perception within government and also in the private sector, that small businesses and cooperatives are good for breadcrumbs, and also they need to be marginalized and squeezed out. I think that there are good policies that have been passed, and there are still other policies that we need to look at to open opportunities for small businesses to try to ensure that they have a sustainable market, and also to ensure that they will create a balance between demand and supply for small businesses. Having said that, I am confident that all of us will work towards achieving the same goal. I don't think that there is more politics in ensuring that the businesses, small businesses, thrive in this country. We will not be playing politics. We will actually be doing what is expected of us to do to ensure that in the 5 years that we sit in this committee, we do bring about change in terms of transforming the economy of this country. The support staff has asked that they be given an opportunity to say something, and I would allow them to do so.
Thank you, honorable members. It's just to remind the members that there's a form that has been given to the members. The main objective of the form is to have the details of the members for the logistics. And then as the committee will be unfolding and working, there will be time whereby we need the details of the members. So it's better that we have that in advance, so that even if the member is in the house, we cannot disturb it by phoning or calling the member. So if that members can fill those forms and bring them back to us, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honorable members.
I would like to ask of the chair that after you have closed the meeting, that the ALC members are made just briefly for about 2 minutes.
Thank you very much. The meeting is honorable.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just two questions. One, to the administrative support team. If we can't provide you with all the information now, for example, the passport numbers, how do we get this stuff in taxi? Where are you based? And secondly, Madam Chair, would it be possible to get some indication of the committee's programme for next week? And if so, how soon can we get that? Thank you. Thank you. I think we can be very much happy if you can get them by next week on the our first meeting.
not developed the program. We had a first meeting of chairpersons yesterday, where we were given a brief outline of how our program is going to look like, and then we are going to undergo some training that relates to the budget, because our most important issue that we shall be dealing with from now until the end of July is to focus on the budget. And it is only after that that we will then be able to develop our program, which we will then adopt in our meetings next week. What I can say for now is that our committee is allocated sitting on Wednesday. So, and then the rest will follow as to on which venue and at what time the committee secretary will give out those notices. And then in our first meeting, which will take place, our second meeting, which will take place on Wednesday, after we have gone through all this that we are going to be going through as chairpersons, we will then be able to present to the portfolio committee the program that takes us to the end of July, and if possible, to the end of the term. Are there any further questions? Okay, there be no other comments. I will then be doing the meeting close. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Nana number.
Wow. So we are in both. Okay.
Yeah.
So.